Part of the reason for these campsites has to do with a verdict a few weeks ago where the town of Paradise and Butte County banned residents from living on their burned-out properties. But as KQED's Sonia Hudson reports, town and county officials have not been enforcing the ban.
The ban was passed because of a threat from FEMA to pull disaster funding over health concerns for those living near wildfire debris. Residents were angry. They felt like it violated their property rights and left them with few housing options. So the town and the county vowed to find other places for them to camp or park their RVs, and they've opened two, free of charge. But hardly anyone has taken them up on the offer, like Paradise resident Michael Jenkins.
Mostly because I'm tired of moving.
He's living in a trailer on his mother-in-law's burned-out property, about 10 feet away from the toxic debris pile. Jenkins says he will move temporarily when the lot gets its debris cleared.
We've been tired of being bounced around, and we need some sense of normalcy.
County officials say they're not enforcing the ban because they don't want to make things harder for residents. But because they did pass a ban, FEMA now says it won't pull debris removal funding. People who comply with the ban could get more FEMA housing assistance, but Michael Jenkins says it's not worth the time to apply when he could just stay put. For North State Public Radio, I'm Sonia Hudson.